What's up, everybody? I am Biafra.
And I am Stanley.
Welcome to our podcast, Shapes of Love.
This is the show for anyone who has loved,
is in love,
will love,
or been loved.
So yeah, I think that's everyone.
I think you're right. So on our show, we're going to talk about everything love, y'all.
So have you ever wanted to have conversations about the different types of love?
When's the best time to love?
Or even how to heal a broken heart?
Well, that's exactly the kind of topics we're going to do on our show.
So get ready for some tea, y'all, on this week's episode of...
That's crazy, Stanley. That's crazy. Making me start off things. Okay, guys.
Hello.
It's been a while. You know, what's up? How we feeling? How we doing? All right, today we talking about chivalry. Like, should it be dead or not? Like, should it still be here? Like, should we still be doing this whole knight in shining armor deal? You know?
So let's start off. What is chivalry to you? Like, what does it mean? How are we feeling about it? You know?
Chivalry, I mean, I think it can come in many shapes and forms, right? I feel like, you know, I feel like the cliche one is like, open the door, right? Open the door for people. And I think, honestly, my opinion is that that's, you know, we should just do that for all people, right? It shouldn't even be like a woman-centric thing. I feel like it's not that big a deal to hold the door for somebody, you know? Doesn't hurt you. But I feel like chivalry is the idea of, Knight in Shining Armor gives very much, you know, I'm going to take away all your problems and, you know, put all your problems onto myself and really try to save the day whenever I can, you know. Yeah. I'm shouldering all the responsibilities to get you through your work.
It's giving. I did a quick search, and I know I don't usually do this because I don't really have the time, but based off Google, it is the medieval knightly system with its religious, moral, and social code. It also means knight, nobleman, and horseman collectively, or the combination of qualities expected of an ideal knight, especially courage, honor, courtesy, justice, and a readiness to help the weak. And I think when I read that, kind of definition, the two things that I think that come to mind is like this kind of repetition of knight, nobleman, horseman, and how if we think of it in a historical context that those are all men. And I think the last definition or the last part of the definition when it says like readiness to help the weak. I think that is very, very, very problematic when it comes to like men are supposed to be chivalrous, and if you apply that definition, then does that mean the people that men are helping out are necessarily quote unquote weak? Ooh. And I am not trying to be anywhere near the end of that definition. For the record, Google said that, not me. So, but yeah, that's just like my thoughts. I don't know. You have anything to say?
Helping out the weak.
Yeah.
But I feel like, okay, you know, but what about like, let's say, quote unquote, good parts of it, right? Like, you know, would we define chivalry as, you know, the guy that, you know, grabs the groceries, you know, to the woman that may be struggling to get it to the car? Is it, you know, is it also like the guy who, I don't know, I can't think right now, but for instance, that, like the grocery example, is like, yeah, is that what we define chivalrous? Is that something you define as chivalrous? Is that how are we feeling about that? Is that just an act of kindness?
Yeah, I wonder if chivalry back then was as any kind action a man did for a woman. And what does that have to say for the men back in the day that they had to have a new term for that? You know, like they couldn't just
I was about to say, like, technically, I wouldn't be surprised if all women were considered weak, right? And so it's like any kind thing you did that you didn't have to do could be seen as chivalrous, because it's like, you know, I'm sort of forfeiting my stance of power and helping one, as you said, that is quote unquote, you know, weak, or quote unquote, just not as able as I am as a man, right? I wouldn't be too surprised if it was just any old kind of act, you know?
Yeah, it's weird because, like, what is the, is there an equivalent for women in helping out men, or is it because of that power structure that we have to label, or that chivalry is even a thing or used to be a thing?
I mean, and also part of it is expectation, right? So we do also have to talk about, you know, there are some people who want that, right? That idea. Yeah. Of, you know, the man, you know, doing all that entails of being chivalrous, which is gonna look different to different people. But, you know, whether it be opening the door and, like, I don't know, tying shoes. I don't, I'm trying to think of the, like, the little things that we've all often, you know, labeled as chivalrous. Possibly is, you know, is paying for the meals. Is that considered chivalrous? Like, the, you know.
Yeah, going back to our other lives.
Right, exactly. So it's just like, you know, so some people might not want to get rid of this idea in the system, you feel me?
But do you think that's an issue, though? The people that don't want to get rid of it? Like, I mean, yes, you have your right to your opinion, and I guess, like, yes, you have your right to be wanting to be catered to for whatever reason, but, I don't know. I'm in no place to say whether it's right or wrong. I don't know. That's just, it just seems weird to me to want to kind of have that notion be continued, but who am I to speak, you know?
I mean,
I'm a man. Man,
you can speak on it. you got plenty of room to speak on it.
I mean, this would have been a good conversation. Ugh, dang, missed opportunity. Maybe a future long life, but, like, I feel like this would have been a good conversation to ask, like, a woman, like, what does another person think about, like, you know, chivalry and, like, you know, that whole notion? Because I think, yeah, from our perspectives, we can only speak and say so much being right. In our, like, role. But
you're not wrong. Should the chivalry be dead? Should it die? As an end? And so I guess with that, though, is it, like, you know, I guess, you know, we sort of have to ask, and we sort of touched on it a little bit earlier, but, like, you know, do all kind acts, the chivalry encompass, like, the kind acts expected of a man, you know, to a woman, right? And so to say, should it die, you know, sort of differentiating that from ending all these kind acts, you know, or, you know, or is it, should we be ending the perception of it being chivalrous? And just that usage of terminology and the more of the semantic aspect, you know?
I definitely think the latter. I feel like, I mean, some men are mean already. So if we were just, like, saying, let's get rid of chivalry, and then they had the permission to be meaner, oh God, this would be a horrible world. But I mean, no, I think I think chivalry should be dead in the notion that, like, you know, there shouldn't be these expectations for men and women to, you know, fill these roles. And I think I'm going to drop this, and I will drop that because I'm also, if I'm being honest, I'm Googling things as I'm talking because I want to be somewhat factual, but, like, I'm going to drop this term. I feel like with the feminist movement, the feminist social movement, I feel like there is this kind of
go ahead.
There is, like, kind of this desire to bridge the gap of inequality between the sexes or the genders. And I think, like, when I drop that term, I'm just like,
go ahead,
back it up. But no, I think there is, like, I think why I would love to drop chivalry is because I feel like I would love to kind of end all these perceptions of, like, what a man and what a woman should prescribe to, you know? Like, let's dismantle this power structure that men have perceived to have for so long, and, you know, the same kind of assumptions we've had for women. Like, let's just, like, break that down and start anew, if that's even possible.
But so we're talking about tearing down the boxes altogether, like
the,
like,
patriarchy. I would say this is a family podcast, but I would say down with the patriarchy.
Hey, we can be family oriented and be down with the patriarchy. If anything, the patriarchy is not beneficial for well-being of families, but that's another story. But
I was gonna say something else, but, you know, this one.
You know, I'm curious. I know the listeners will be curious. You know,
you're not catching my drift, Biafra. What I was about to say would not make this PG anymore. There, like, come on now.
Hey, we can. Hey, children, mothers, cover your ears. We can give a little warning.
You know. But, okay, I guess my next question for you, Biafra, is like, do you, like, I guess, yeah, what are your thoughts? Do you want chivalry to be dead, and in what way?
I think I definitely agree in the terms of, you know, it sort of plays on the box, like the expectations and how that plays on what a man is supposed to be defined as, right, and what a woman is supposed to be defined as, and sort of very limiting and in those notions of what a man and woman like is and what that should look like and those needs, right? So 100% on board with the tearing that down. You know, I don't like boxes anyway. I like space. I like freedom. You know, like to define things for myself, right? And so I think that that tearing down those kind of boxes and notions, right? I think chivalry would have to be collateral damage, because it really is, you know, generally applied to men acting for, you know, towards women, right? And these small acts of kindness that I feel like, again, most of the time should be things that, you know, we do for everybody, right? It shouldn't even just be this man-woman dynamic that is centered around the power structure. So it's either we all chivalrous or none of it, you know? Like, that's my take.
I have a question.
Oh, boy.
So how are we as men going to try and break down chivalry? You know, like, I feel like it starts low-key with us in action. And, like, do you have, and this, I'm not putting you on the spot, because I'll also think about this and provide my two cents. But, like, I'm wondering, like, what we can do, if this is the right way forward, to kind of like put an end to this. Like, what would we teach our sons, and maybe even daughters, like how to, maybe not daughters, but like, you know, what would we teach our children to kind of make sure that there's like this kind of like negative notion of chivalry doesn't continue?
I guess, you know, instead of the, oh, you know, like teaching my son, for instance, that like, oh, you know, as a man, you need to do X, Y, and Z, you know, for, let's say, woman, right? It'd be teaching both or all my children, you know, regardless of gender, that this, that we, you know, that we're supposed, that, you know, you should operate and live with kindness. And this is what kindness looks like. This is what love looks like. And so very much taking away this, oh, you're a man, oh, you're a woman, and this is what you should expect, this is what you should do, but more of like, you are a human, you're a person, so this is how you should live. Like, do this love, do this kindness. And sort of operating from a different framework, instead of this, oh, you know, I'm a man, and I'm supposed to take care of these things, I need to do X, Y, Z just because I'm a man, you know?
I absolutely agree. I think the same, like, I think it starts with kind of deconstructing the perceptions of, like, gender and, like, what we expect a man and a woman to do. And, like, I think one thing I'm thinking of that I want to work on is, like, working on, like, my internal perceptions of, like, it starts like with me also, with like what I think a man and what a woman should kind of do and act. And I think like it only works if I believe it. So that's something I probably need to work on as well. You know, like, maybe I want a girl to open the door for me. Like, shoot, I'm tired. But last thing, or doesn't have to be last thing, but another thing I'm thinking of is, I don't know if you take public transportation, but so does that mean I get to sit down and not offer my seat up? Because I have a question.
Hey, my God.
We all work 8 hours a day, right? I just want to know, because I have always debated when I see like women like standing. Like, I always be like looking around, like, is anyone go like,
cause that I think, cause I feel like that would be defined as a chivalrous act, right? Like the act of, you know, I feel, you know, finish your thought.
But then I also wonder, devil's advocate, like, I'm wondering if like people could say that, no, you know what? Nope, I'm not gonna say it. Nope. Throw it away. No, I think I was going down a path where I, as I said even just 2 seconds ago, I need to start rethinking some of this, because it starts right here. So that, what I tell you, that thought stopped as soon as it came. Okay.
Wow.
But yeah, my question kind of remains, like, what do you think, Like, does that mean I can sit down and not have to, like, you know? I don't know.
I mean that is a question. That's a fair question, right? And I think it's definitely gonna be has to be a personal decision, right? Like, do you have the energy to stand that day, perhaps, right? Like, and I think, wow, you definitely is right in terms of like their internal deconstruction process. Yeah. Like that is sort of the biggest challenge, and it's something you have to do continuously, because you know it's sort of easy to think like, you know, my gut instinct, my knee jerk would be like, you know, yeah, you like get up, and then I'm like, but why are we getting up, right?
Right.
And I feel like that answer might depending on the person, depending on the say able-bodied or not. I generally feel like an older person, you know, I would probably try to get up for it. And again, but though it's probably is that perception of like, you know, I'm more able, I guess I'm more capable. Like I have my limbs and bones have more energy going, got more juice flowing through them, right? And therefore it would take less from me, you know.
Yeah, I think you're hitting something on like the able-bodiedness that I was thinking of. Like I read this, it was like a blog or like a post somewhere, but it's like people should, or like maybe it was a perspective of a man, I think, was like saying they only get up for someone with disabilities, a pregnant woman, or like a mother with kids. And I think that maybe is interesting because it I don't know, that's just something I'm like putting out into the universe. And then if we have people who want to put something in the chat or wherever this finds itself, like please feel free to put your thoughts. But I don't know.
That's a good question. But yeah, I think that able-bodied is a good path in that scenario. Like whether it be man, woman, or you know, regardless, just be like, okay, I guess how capable, how able are they? Whoo!
Oh wow.
Chivalry, knight in shining armor. Well, I think that might wrap up today, folks.
I think so too.
Follow us at SachelLove3. Y'all know where to do, y'all know where we are. The unofficial Soul Boys, you feel me? Stanley still don't like the name. But it's okay. Peace out and much love, y'all.
Bye. Yeah.